Welcome to our very first podcast of The Moms That Say It All Wrong, but we want to get it right. I'm Shauna, and I am a mother of a child who is still exploring her gender identity.
And I'm Jen, and I am the mother of a child who has decided to be she, they. So I guess still exploring gender identity.
Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So we have been a part of this LGBTQ plus world as parents for a little while now. We've talked about our journey in this and how it's different from our offspring's journey. And how there wasn't a lot of support for us as we were trying to figure things out, right?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I was actually glad when Shauna came along because I was struggling for a few years before it became an issue in this world. So you were my sounding board before you even knew that
right?
You were going to
join in.
Be a participant at this level, so...
And so we've talked through a lot of things, and I think we are pretty accepting parents. I think we want to help our children out as much as possible. We want them to be whoever they are and true to themselves. We also want to make sure that we're giving support in a supportive way, but also giving them the opportunity to change their minds or explore different avenues and not get stuck somewhere.
No, that's totally fair. I mean, we've lived long enough to know that the decision that you make when you're 12, when you're 14, when you're 16, when you're 20, may not have anything to do with the decisions that you make when you're 40. And also, another struggle, them being true to themselves and us being true to ourselves.
Right.
And those things can all coexist. It's just the journey to get there.
Agreed. I think... I've talked a lot with my child about I need some time to process because there are things that they will say to me and there's a knee-jerk reaction that I either want to argue or say, what are you thinking? And I've had to learn how to step back and just say, give me a moment. I need to think about it because I don't want to react in a way that they won't turn around and have those conversations with me, or they'll feel like I'm going to judge immediately. And I think in our worlds and in today's world, we've realized all of us have unconscious biases. All of us snap to some kind of decision right away. And I think in my line of work and in anybody's line of work, really, you got to just take a moment before you make that judgment, especially with your child and especially when your child's trying to share something that they've probably struggled with internally for quite some time before they're even willing to share it with you. And if you react in a way, there's a huge chance that they might just shut down. So I have had to learn, because I'm quick to talk and I'm quick to answer and I'm quick to throw my opinion out. So sometimes it's hard for me to step back and just say, just let me think about it for a minute.
Yeah, and my mouth is quicker than my brain, most certainly. And, you know, these are children. We've known them since the womb. So right. There's things that they're telling us that aren't really a secret to us. But in the same time, it's interesting that they want to tell us something differently than what we expected to hear. And, yeah, to step back and allow them to voice what it is in its entirety. Because, children say the darndest things. And they are going to shock you, even though you're completely and totally, you think you're prepared for it. There's still something different, and to let them have that voice before I chime in with my own. Still a constant struggle.
Me too. We just talked about that today. I know with my child, they have decided that they want to be non-binary. They want to use the pronouns they, them. And for me, it's a bit of a struggle, and I'm trying to figure out why I wrestle so hard with it. And I have tried to teach my child that it doesn't matter if you're male or female. That shouldn't define who you are. Females shouldn't only be able to do X, Y, Z. Males shouldn't be able to only do X, Y, and Z. And I think you and I have known each other for a very long time, and we step outside of those cultural lines all the time. Like, working on cars, building stuff. I don't cook. cleaning's not on the top of the list of things to do at all. We get dirty and it's okay. And I've always wanted my child to never say, like, here are gender roles. Other than childbirth, that's the only thing that I've been like, that's something only a woman can do, is give birth. Not raise a child, but give birth to a child. And so I get stuck when my kiddo says, I can't be the gender I was born because I don't identify with that. And so I get really stuck in that, and I want to jump out, and I want to, why are you saying that? And you can be whoever you want to be regardless of the gender. Mm-hmm. And again, we had this conversation today, and they were, I don't identify as the gender I was born. And I don't know about you, but I just struggle with that whole idea that the gender has to be a list of things, or a list of colors, or a dress, or a not dress, yeah, or any of those things.
Yeah, and I mean, and I know that we've talked before, you know, with the kids, and I've said that I went through the same thing when I was, you know, 12, 13, 14, dressed as a boy, all this other stuff, because boys didn't have limits, it seemed like, growing up, mm-hmm, and everything. And as soon as I learned that, well, that didn't have anything to do with how you dressed and everything, it just was what you took, I liked being a girl. My kiddo, I get in trouble on a regular basis. As I said, her pronouns are she, they, and I just want to say, pick a side. And I know that's wrong.
Right.
I mean, my child has also said that the sexuality, not attracted to a particular sex one way or the other, it's a person or anything. And my first comment was, well, I kind of feel for whoever you end up with, because they have 100% of the world to be jealous of or to worry about. And again, great mom, you just said pick a side. So the struggles are different. And, you know, it's, I mean, none of it's a judgment on what the choice is. It's just...
Right. Make a choice.
And you know what? That's my bad.
Well, and yes and no. I go back to, you don't have to make a choice yet. My child is still young, 13. And I'm worried. I don't know. Worried might be the wrong word. I don't want them to make a decision that they feel like they're stuck with. Kind of going back to what we said a little bit earlier. There was lots of things that I thought I wanted to do, or who I thought I wanted to be at 13. And that's not who I am now. I don't want my child to feel like I've declared this is who I am and I can't change that. And that was part of our conversation today, is that I said, I don't want you to make some decisions that you can't go back on. That might have been an irrational thing to say, because I don't know what she can't go back on, because she was like, give me an example. And I couldn't give them an example. I got stuck out and said, again, it goes back to, let me process why I'm so stuck on this. And then we'll talk later. But again, I don't want these decisions to be made at such a young age that this is what has to be for forever and always. Mm-hmm. And I think that I've watched you and your child, and decisions have changed, and it has ebbed and flowed, and totally appropriately, I think. I think that that's absolutely what happens through puberty and through all of these things. And I have told my child, I'm not willing to make the name change or the pronoun change just yet. I want you to get through puberty, and then let's talk. That's really a fight with us lately, because they've decided, like, this is who I am right now, and I want to try it out. I don't know how I feel about try it out. And again, I remember you telling a story about how you did try out dressing like a boy and being like a boy, or whatever a boy is supposed to be, or what it was.
Trying to lower my voice and short hair and, you know, walking funny.
You know, right, whatever it is. Absolutely. Yeah. And so I don't know if just using different pronouns and a different name is irreversible, because it's not. The idea of hormone blockers have come up at this house, or right now it's just been hormone blockers. But I don't know that that's where I'm ready to go down. Mm-hmm. I would rather, let's get to the other side of puberty and then let's talk. And again, I don't know, is that the accepting parent thing to do? Is that supporting my child through the identity finding process? I don't know.
Yeah. And we don't know. And that's kind of what this whole podcast is about.
Yep. Two moms that just say it all wrong. The idea with our show is that we're going to come up with some questions for each other. We're not going to rehearse it because we're going to let you hear us say it all wrong the first time around. And know that we're not perfect in this. And we're up to the challenge of hearing the criticism and hearing the feedback from other people, knowing that we love our children dearly.
Fiercely.
Fiercely. I love that. And we're not here to change who they are. We want to have conversations with you all and hear your stories and learn from your journeys.
So for upcoming podcasts, we're going to cover topics like The Axe Forgets, which are true stories of what we said and what our children heard. And we're going to do The Dad's Eye View, just the view from the other side.
We're also going to open the floodgates and let our children ask us whatever questions they want. We have a fishbowl full of them that we have not seen yet, and we've allowed them to pick anything. We're going to dive in, and you're going to hear our first initial responses to things and how we say it wrong. We're also going to go into our fears for our children. We know that there's fears out there for every parent when it comes to their child. There's additional fears when your child is a part of a community that not everyone accepts. And so we're going to dive deeper into those fears, regardless of how irrational they may be. And we're going to talk a little bit about religion and how that has impacted our families.
So until next time, let's keep loving our children, loving ourselves, counting our blessings, and just try to say it right.